Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17's Yummy Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Ellen Rohr, author of The Bare Bones Biz Plans. Also, Where Did the Money Go? That's just two of her mini books, and she converted her plumbing business into a thought leadership business. And she still has her plumbing business, though. It's a franchise now. You're a franchisor, aren't you?
I'm a franchisor with the drain company. This rendition is the drain company. I'm a serial entrepreneur. Yep.
And we're talking about
buying and selling companies.
Buy and sell your company. And, you know, one of the things that, as I've talked about, Ellen, over the years, almost every bit of my programming for buying and selling a business, especially selling a business, has been to help people get started early enough. Meaning, if you want to retire at 70, you better start setting your business up to be sold at 65. You need to give yourself at least 3, but probably 5 years to convert your business from how you ran it to how somebody else would want to buy it. What do you think?
I think yes. So what would someone who's buying companies look for? That's what you're doing during this 3 to 5 years, right? What are they looking for? They're looking for a turnkey, profitable, scalable company. That's what they want. They want something that they can add to their quiver of companies, or they can add to their one existing company if they're in the same industry, and that they can grow it and not be dependent on you or one or two people. It has to be turnkey, or let's say it this way. You make more money on the sale if this business could continue to run without you, that there's systems in place. So during this 5 years, that's when you put the systems in place. You put a little business plan in place, and what you're after is creating consistent cash flow and profits. This isn't surprising. It's so meat and potatoes, but that's what someone would buy, is the fact that here's this machine that's going to crunch out some cash and profitability. I think I'll pay for future cash and profitability. Mm-hmm. So when you hear that someone is selling their company for a multiplier of earnings, now can I throw in a couple terms for edumacation?
Yep, we've heard them.
Okay. All right, so a traditional approach to buying a company is what's called an earnings approach. And EBITDA is an acronym that stands for Earnings Before Interest, Taxes, Depreciation, and Amortization. And it's a little bit fancy calculation, but what it basically is what's left over, sales minus expenses equals profit. And for some reason, just to confuse you, when we're dealing in the world of mergers and acquisitions, profits are called earnings. Mm-hmm. They're called earnings. So earnings are profits. And the more consistent profitability you have, and if you take that profit in cash, meaning it's not all stuck in accounts receivable, profits in cash are what allow you to sell your company for a multiplier of those earnings. So someone might pay you 5 times your earnings, and that means we think you're going to be able to deliver 5 years worth of those profits. We'll pay you for the first 5 years, and then we'll start raking up the bucks. Consecutive years.
The reason the before is in there is to your advantage as a seller, because it's before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, and taxes. And the reason is that's a true reading of how the company is operating, irrespective of what your taxes are, irrespective of how much you're depreciating and amortizing, and how much interest you're paying.
Right.
Because their world would be different. Their taxation, their depreciation, it won't be what yours is. And so by taking those out, they're able to see the true earnings functioning of your company, and that's what will apply to their, as you say, future cash more than anything else. So it's to your advantage.
Right.
And if you're not thinking that way, when you're setting your company up to sell, if you're not thinking about how to drive EBITDA, which means taking your spouse's brother-in-law payroll for not doing anything. If you're not thinking about that, then you're not haven't set your business up to sell, are you?
Right. And that, you know, that's the thought process that goes into these next 5 years. How do I make this attractive to the widest range of eligible sellers, people who can give me money now? Because if you don't do that, you could still sell your company. However, you might end up selling to someone who doesn't have any money, like a son or a daughter, a child. So you might sell to a family member, or you might sell to a team member. These are great options, but keep in mind, in those options, you might be owner financing. Now, that may be a great idea.
You will be
for
owner financing, I'm pretty sure.
You will be owner financing, and that could be a good deal for everybody.
That might work. It works. I've seen it work.
Sure. My favorite question as a business consultant is this, Jim. What do you want? When you ask that question of yourself and you say, what do I want? Well, I really want to set my kid up to succeed. I really want to honor Susie, who's been with me for 15 years.
Right.
I really want to maximize the cash I can get out of this company so I can travel the world and be a good grandparent. Whatever you want is going to color your business plan and how you set up your company for sale. Correct?
That's exactly right. And folks, you've got to get started. It's not too early. I mean, if you're 60 and you want to retire at 70, it is not too early to be thinking about how to set your company up. This is that EBITDA, they're going to look at that. That's the current stuff. But they're also going to want to see your track record. What's been happening over the last 3 or 4 years? They're going to want to see that. So we're going to take a quick break and talk some more about this after the break with our good friend Ellen Rohr, R-O-H-R. Quick break. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.